Sometimes large and highly publicized procurements go so far off the rails, the agency has no choice but to cancel them. That's what happened when Homeland Security's acquisition shop tried to make a multiple award deal for Agile Development. After two rounds of protests, it gave up, but not before a few little irregularities came to light. Here with more, procurement attorney Joseph Petrillo of Petrillo & Powell. Joe, good to have you back.
Good to be here, Tom.
Just run us through the outlines of this particular acquisition, which just happened a couple of months ago.
Yeah, that's right. The acquisition has been going on for a while. It's by Department of Homeland Security, and it's for what they call the FLASH program. And they're looking to award a multiple award contracts to small businesses for software and other IT development systems and services. The structure of the procurement was interesting. I mean, it's very similar to a lot of best value procurements in that the evaluation criteria include technical staffing, past performance, and price. And it did have a very interesting way of evaluating technical capabilities. They gave each offeror a sample problem, and they gave them a few hours to develop an approach using the digital service playbook concepts that were developed by the U.S. Digital Service. And after they had their time to figure out what the design, development, and deployment should look like, they gave a 30-minute oral presentation with the results of the test. It's an interesting way of evaluating their capabilities by giving them a real-time sample problem.
It's almost like a software fly-off.
Exactly. It's as close as you can get, I think, in the context of a procurement. But in this instance, there were 111 offerors. So even at the rate of four a day, which is what they did, it still took more than a month to go through the process of just conducting the various evaluations and tests, and then they still had to review the 30-minute oral presentations, which had been videotaped, recorded. So that's a very involved process. But they get to the end of it, they made 13 awards, and there were protests, and they looked at the protests and decided to reevaluate. After the reevaluation, there were only 11 awards. And at that point, nine disappointed offerors, EDC Consulting and eight others, protested to GAO. And at that point, things started getting weird.
Well, before we get to that, when they went from 11 down to 9, I'm sorry, 13 down to 11,
right?
Were the 11 finalists, so to speak, part of the original list of 13? Did they knock two off, or did they switch out some people?
The decision doesn't say that, and I wasn't monitoring this procurement in that much detail. So I'm sorry, I can't answer your question, but...
But with 111 offers, you're almost can be assured, you can bet that there will be protests.
Oh, there are going to be some disappointed people who feel that they were treated unfairly, and apparently in this case, there was some substance to that. The agency, when a protest is filed, has 30 days to put together a report in which it takes its position on the protest, and usually, of course, that's the protest should be denied, and it gathers the documentation for the award and sends it over to GAO, and that's also reviewable by protesters and interveners' counsel under the protective order. But in this instance, when the documents came in, more than one protester's counsel got in touch with GAO and said, we'd like to know if these documents have been changed since the award decision was made. And we'd like to know what the date of the documents are. There must have been something in them that raised some suspicions. So the agency then responded, you know, GAO posed the question, and the agency responded that some of the information had been added or changed after award. And then they provided the versions of the documents that were in existence at the time the awards had been made. GAO reviewed them, compared them, and said there had been substantial changes. And it was so, it had such a suspicions were aroused to such a degree that GAO wanted to probe the matter at a hearing, which it later expanded to include the entire evaluation process.
We're speaking with Joe Petrillo, a procurement attorney at Petrillo and Powell. Just to make sure, these changes in the evaluative documents were not just edits or clarifications, but almost as if they were trying to rewrite history.
Well, yes. The changes were extensive. The agency admitted that they added evaluations and analyses that weren't even performed as of the award decision. And before the hearing took place, the agency capitulated and said, no, we've taken a look at this. It doesn't meet our standards. And we're going to cancel the entire procurement and start all over again.
It's almost as if they pleaded nolo.
Exactly. And they said that reviewing the issues in the course of the protest, they decided that the evaluation process itself was flawed and contributed to the problems they had. But of course, those problems were only compounded by modifying the documents after award.
Isn't that about the worst thing you can do, though, is go back and rewrite documents to make it come out as if you had wanted it to be there in the first place to answer a protest? I mean, that's almost something that no responsible contracting officer would knowingly do.
Well, it's very unusual, you're absolutely right. It's not the way evaluations are supposed to take place. They're supposed to be a dispassionate review of the strengths and weaknesses of the offers and an assessment of what they're proposing. Instead, when you're doing it after the fact, what you're doing is looking for reasons to justify your decision. And that's not the way the evaluation process is supposed to operate.
Because often in protests, it comes to light that the stated prior to the competition criteria elements were not exactly what the agency ended up doing. And that can be a legitimate protest and a cause for upholding a protest. But you don't rewrite it in between the filing of the protest and the hearings on the protest.
Well, you're right. That's a very common ground upon which protests are upheld. And even, you know, it's very true, and it was the case here, that when you get into an evaluation, sometimes you realize that the solicitation you wrote or the evaluation criteria you set up aren't really what you're looking for. But there's a way to deal with that, which is to amend the solicitation and allow everyone to submit revised proposals. Ignoring that step and instead changing the evaluation rules in midstream is a recipe for failure.
But it is faster than having 111 offers give 30-minute presentations all over again.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's going to be quite an effort, isn't it?
All right. So right now, then, we are just waiting to see what is the follow-on activity from Homeland Security.
Yeah, that's right. I expect the protesters will ask for recovery of their protest costs. And given the history of this and the timing, I think that'll probably be granted by GAO. But beyond that, this is an instance where the government's trying to achieve agile development services, but it certainly didn't conduct an agile acquisition.
I was going to say that's more like a tortured twisting than real agility there. Joe Petrillo is a procurement attorney with Petrillo and Powell. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll post a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.